So let's start the Quran again. We'll read the Gemara. We'll read the Gemara to point at Derech Shitchi, which means one fell swoop, translating the basic Peshat. Maybe point out one or two of our orders as we go along. And then we'll go back, analyze it, and get some interesting Kedushim and Hilchos Mazik out of the Rashis that are speaking to us. So let's start again from Tana Rabbi Chia. Tana Rabbi Chia is a Daftalit on my base. Rabbi Chia is coming to tell you how many cases are in the category of damage payments, where the payment obviously is going to be like damages, that is top quality stuff that you have to pay. They're not damage payments, but they are damage payments. So we'll go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines up. 11 lines up, beginning with lines in Memela. Just after words in Memela is Toni Rabbi Chia. Toni Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia lists, there are Esim Va'aba of Nezikim. There are 24 cases where you pay, and the payment is considered damage payments. And what are they? What are the ones he's adding for what we didn't know up to now? So he's adding Tashlumi Ketel. The Ghanif who steals and gets caught, he has to pay double. The double payment, the extra payment, is considered also a damage payment. Tashlumi Abba Bachamisha. A Ghanif is caught after actually shechting the animal that he stole, where he not only has to pay double, now he has to pay 4 to 5 times, whether it's a calf or whether it's a sheep. It makes a difference. It's 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it means 3 or 4 on what he's already paying. Obviously, the keren is the thing he stole himself. Plus, there's the careful, which we already discussed just well before. It is adding the 3 to 4 additional payments. Don't think they're not damage payments. Also damage payments. Then is the gun of the gazan, the payment which the gun of the gazan has to make in lieu of what was stolen. It stole something, it's got destroyed, and forget about the careful, the actual payment for the item destroyed or disappeared, which they stole, is called a damage payment. That's a big finish, because I always thought that gun of the gazela payment is nothing to do with damages. It's his own pastor called Geneva, not to do damage payments. I looked at Bob Kama, I saw you, the Bob Kama split into two sections. One talking about damages and one talking about Geneva and Gazela. I think it's two separate subjects. But here we see that the payment of the governor doesn't for the item he actually stole is also called the damage payments. That's Hiddush to me. The Aden Zomerman, witnesses who give false testimony and then they're proven that they're false. How? They've proven they're forced by the fact that they can't have been there at the time when they gave the testimony. So obviously that's a Chiddush and Adam Zomim. That's, the Adam Zomim are saying, basically the example in this case is that witnesses are saying, well, Reuben owes Shimon money. How do you know? Because on, Hay Tamuz, we were next to Reuben in Hong Kong. Yeah. So the witnesses come along and say, you can't have been in Hong Kong and Hay Tamuz. We were with you in Hay Tamuz, you witnesses, in Eretz Yisrael, and the airports were closed, and we're with, and you just couldn't have got to Hong Kong and Hay Tamuz. Yeah, so therefore, Apple Aden Zomim, and now they have to, the Zin of Aden Zomim is what they tried to do to Reuben with their false testimony, making Reuben pay money. Now they have to pay money. That payment of money, which these Aden Zomim have to do, is called a damage payment. Now that, Amatsi says, is a huge Kiddush. Yeah, a huge Kiddush. We'll be focusing on the problem of Adam Zomerman. That is a big. So there's a few issues. We're going to concentrate on Adam Zomerman, maybe if we've got time tomorrow, or if not, on Shabbos. Yeah, and then another payments which he's adding, onus, and somebody seduces a woman, a girl, he seduces a girl, he has to give a payment, a fixed payment of money for doing such an act of seduction. That payment which he has to do is considered damage payment. Oh, sorry, so Ernest is rape, sorry. Mefatzeh is seduced, correct. Ernest is raping, the payment he has to do for raping, and the payment he does for seducing, those payments are considered damage payments. Motzi Shemra is when the husband himself gets married to a girl, and then he gives her a bad name by saying, well, she was fooling around, obviously, because I didn't find any pasulim at the time, and then he's found out to be a liar. His claim that she was fooling around was a lie. He gave a bad name for her for no reason. He has to make a payment. That's called a damage payment. Okay, you can hear those are the type of damages. But Matame Hamadama Manasseh. He adds somebody who takes somebody's, let's say, truma, makes it tome, now it's useless. Makes it useless, either making it tome. Yeah, I can't use it, that's a damage payment. But he has to now pay for that. The chiddush is the other way around. Why does it need a special category? Of course, he's damaged it. He's made it useless. So then the chiddush is, why is this something special over here? We have to discuss why this is special. Yeah? Others were chiddushim and why the damages. Now we understand, of course, this is a damage. Why are you even telling me this? Amadama is you take chulin and you put truma inside it. Now the Yisrael can't eat it. Okay. Manasseh, we're also going to concentrate what exactly is Manasseh. It's something to do with Avodah Zarah, making Osman. No, fine. These are all chidushim of, that they're called damage payments. Well, I would say it's not chidush at all. Of course it's damage payments. You just made something which is good. It's useless. So of course it's damage payments. Okay. Oh, yeah. Make something into holics, yeah. You've got plenty of examples. Why choose stuff can be free? Yeah, that's the question. Okay. So now, Saka Gol, Hani Tlossi, he's added another onto the leaven, which you already knew from Usia, or the 13, sorry, you already knew from Usia, the 13, plus what we just said on this list, which is another 11, 13 plus 3, Havi Esrim Ba'aba. So Saka Gol, 24. The 13 of Babusia, plus the 11 which you just added, 24. So that's the 24. Rav Chia says that these 24 are payments, are considered damage payments. Okay. So the question now we ask is that Rav Chia, you're saying 24. Ravusia, you're saying 13. Okay. And the Tana, we know he said 4. We understand why the Tana said 4. We already discussed why the Tana said 4. Nothing more than that. I believe because 4 includes everything. Or it's only talking about a limited topic, say that. But Rav Usha, who does want to say more, why didn't he say, my Tama lo Tanya Hani? Why didn't he say 24? Why did he, Rav Usha, only say 13? So, Mamonikomari, Bekanaskomari. So, simple answer, and here's the big line of the Sugya, which we're now going to go into analyzing what this line means. It says, Rav Usha said, look, I want to add, the Mishnah said 4 or 5, I want to explain there's other payments which are called damage payments, but I only want to add, let's say, payments which are like compensation payments, which haven't yet been discussed, that up to now they've been replacement payments. I'm going to tell you there's also damages which are payments which are like compensation payments, fine, payments which are pure penalty payments, I agree with them as being damage payments, but I'm not interested in listing them in as a topic because that's to do with penalty. I'm not interested in listing penalty payments. Okay. So that means, according to that line, very clearly, that according to Rav Usha, everything which Rav Chia added is considered a penalty payment. Is it kanas? Okay. Now, for the next nearly a moment, the Gemara is going to attack that assumption. You're telling me, according to you, that all of these these payments which the Rav Chia is saying are penalties? Let's analyze whether that's really true. So that's what the Gemara is going to do. all the Rafia adds, so from the extra 11 which he adds, those 11 payments are all penalty payments. Now, the Gemara is going to go to town where they say, is that really true? So the first one he jumps on of the list of Rafia. He says, well, I understand the Ketzel, understand the Abba Chamisha, but Ganav the Gazan? A Ganav steals something. And now it's not returned, and it can't be returned. And now the Ganav has to pay for what he stole. You say it's a damage payment, fine, damage payments, I can accept that. But you say it's a penalty payment? Mamonahu! That's mother, that's a replacement payment. That's a sure replacement. You took money out of him. He's lost money, and that's purely now you're returning the money he lost. It's replacement, it's not penalty. That's the kasha, the one says. So he says, Hakatoni le shomachinen v'shol. So he says, you're right. So Rav Ushia says, you're right. I should have listed Gan of the Gust. Yes. It's that taka, not a penalty payment. So I should have listed it. But you know what? I did list it. Where did I list it? It's included in the subject of a shomer paying when he's negligent. Shomer pays, and the item gets damaged because of his negligence, and he's an odom amazik of negligence, he makes a payment. That's what the shomer does. Included in that subject is the payment of a gun of a dozen. Okay? And that's your words, but I don't believe you because I don't understand you. Why? How can, what's my inim shvita haskinai? What's got to do with shomer that pay because they're negligent? Odds of my mazik is negligent, shomer, and memela, boom, you have to make a payment for your neighbors. What's that got to do with Gan of the Gazan? Gan of the is not making a payment because of their negligence. Gazan is making and disappeared. That's Mamish of the Mazik type straight, not negligent payments. Regular, it's not the same subject at all. So how can you say it's included? That was we were asked. Okay, maybe that's why Rav Chia says it's separate. Maybe that's why Rav Chia said it's not included, and he had to list it in addition because he held like what we just said. Maybe that's why Rav Chia said that. So the Gemara goes on. Rav Chia, not the answer to the Shem Nesim Mishom. Rav Chia, hold on. Rav Chia, you said the right Shomim to agree to the Shomim. Rav Chia, the Shomim are in that list. And they're making a payment because of their negligence. So what you're going to answer to Ramush's point, which is a very valid point, that includes in the showman is a gun of dust. It's already included. It's already included. So why, the quality, why are you saying that here, gun of the dustman, when according to what Ramush just said, Ramush said it's already there in showman. Okay? That's the concept of the law. Yeah? That means the Gemara feels that Rav Ushia said something great, wonderful, sensible, and logical. According to us, it doesn't make sense at all, and I don't understand what Rav Ushia meant. It's Shomer and Ganav are the same thing, I don't understand it. But the Gemara accepts it, even uses that hush, really understands what was just said. The Gemara understands what it just said, that Ganav is a good in Shomer, and I'm the opposite, I don't understand it at all. Okay, so what did Rafi answer? So Rafi says, Tony Mamona Ditzel de Beheta, but Tony Mamona Ditzel de Isur. Says, you're correct. Really, it's included in Gneva. Gneva's included, really, in Shomim. I agree, says Rafi. Even Rafi agrees to that, which I don't even understand. He even agrees to that. And he says, but there's two types of Gneva's. There's a Geneva that happens to take place from beginning against the person. And there's a Geneva that takes place at a later stage where you got it initially, obviously, beheta, because you was given to you to look after as a shomer, and then you became a Ganav afterwards. Okay? So I didn't understand the svara from the beginning. The Gemara accepts the svara that Geneva is to do with Shomer. It's the same topic. I just don't understand that. But the Gemara actually accepts it. It's Mishkan, and everyone agrees to it. And then at the Sunday Torah, the Gemara is saying, Rav Chiya splits it up into two categories. Why? Because the Geneva took place at a later stage. You know, there's a classic Gunner, he just goes in somebody's house, and then there's the Gunner who comes in, gets the item under being a nice guy, and say, I'm going to look after it, and then he becomes a Gunner at a later stage. So, no, I understand there's a different story going on, but why should that be good enough to make two categories? Then the day, at the end of the day, it's Geneva, and then also Geneva at the beginning, Geneva in the middle. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why is that make it into two categories and you say, oh, I have to split it up? So you're okay. I don't understand what Rochir's Teretz is. Yeah? And then, if you do understand what Rochir's Teretz is, what's going on in Machlokes between Rabush and Rochir? What's their discussion? It's included, not included. What's their discussion? Can you split it up into two subjects? Is it just one subject? What does it mean? Beginning and the end? Very not understandable face readings. Okay, let's carry on the Gemara. Like I said, we're learning the Gemara, Shitki, and bringing up lots of issues that as we go along, and then Hashem will go back and have a clear mahalas. So the Gemara carries on like this. Aiden Zerman, on the top of Hey Madala. Aiden Zerman, you're telling me that Aiden Zerman is a penalty payment? You're telling me it's a penalty payment, Aiden Zerman? Mamadu, it's not penalty payments. It's pure and utter replacement payments. Now, what did these Aiden Zerman do? That you're telling me it's purely replacement. Normally replacement means they put money away. And now they have to make a payment to replace it. And the Gemara is saying, how can you say this Aiden Zerman is a penalty thing? It's purely replacement. You took something and you go, now what's Aiden Zerman? What is Aiden Zerman? Did the Aiden Zerman ever take the money away? It's right, but did they ever take the money away? So when they make the money, when they give the money, they're not replacing. There's nothing to replace. They didn't replace. It was, replace means they took and give back. They never took anything. So the Gemara says, well, that's Tosis. That's for Shabbos. Okay, that's a closer. That's not now. Okay. So suddenly, asking a posher question. No. Gemara says it's posher, it's a replacement payment. What do you think? Look, I think I learned some Gemara. I mean, replacement payment, they didn't do anything. The Gemara says, you know what? I'll tell you a Chiddush. So, like Rebbe Kiva, this Rebbe Chia, who holds it's a penalty payment, he holds like Rebbe Kiva, Dola, Eveshon, and Arapi Atsu, that Taka, Aiden Zerim is a penalty payment. Rebbe Kiva's Shitta is Aiden Zerim is a penalty payment. And the riot is that if they admit it themselves, they don't need to pay. Because that's the rule in penalty payments. Any penalty payments which you yourself self-admit before anyone gives testimony about it, then you're off the hook. So Rakiva Shitta, Taka, Rakiva, we found someone who holds Aiden Zerman as a penalty payment, and this is that's what you hold from here, that's a penalty payment. Okay? Should have been. To understand, meaning Rabbon, everyone else, Lamaisa holds it's not a penalty payment. So only Rabbi Kiva holds a penalty payment. Aiden Zerman. That means Aiden Zerman, according to everybody else, Lamaisa is not a penalty payment. What do you mean? Where's the replacement? That's the big question. Let me carry on and go on. Well, it says, Esau, they couldn't go. Okay, if you're telling me Rabbi Chia held like Rabbi Kiva, and because he has to, in order to say Aiden Zerman's penalty, he has to hold like Rabbi Kiva, then he has to hold like Rabbi Kiva all the way. And Rabbi Kiva says a lot of halachas. Now, one of the halachas Rabbi Kiva says is a special halacha in a shah which damages. An ox which damages, he says there's a special halacha. What's this special halacha? Which no one else holds on, but this is Rabbi Kiva's halacha. He says, According to Rabbi Akiva, list they trade Daphne Shah. Then according to Rabbi Akiva, you should add to your list. You said 24. You should have 25. If you hold Rabbi Akiva, you said 25, not 24. Why? You should have an extra case of an ox damaging. Because that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's an extra case of an ox damaging. No one else knows. What's the extra case? List name Shah Dixit Shah. List name Shah Dixit Otto. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a difference between an ox damaging a fellow ox or ox damaging a human being. There's a difference in the halakha between the two. What's the difference in the halakha? Tzitzah, because it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omar, af tam, shechavu ba'otam, a tam, the first time an animal actually injures somebody maliciously, what do we normally say if it damages maliciously first time? How much does it normally pay? How much normally does a first time malicious ox normally pay for damaging something? How much does that cost? Fasting does it. Tam. It's called the tam. First time, Yuji does it. Rakiva says, that's only true if it damages a fellow ox, a fellow animal. But if it damages a human being, Shalim Bermosim, there's a Shalim, then you pay the whole amount. Even for a human being, even first time ox pays, malicious first time ox for the first time pays the whole amount. What? Only Rabbi Akiva holds this. Only Rabbi Akiva holds this. So yeah, we learn, as you soon see, we learn there's no difference. So with that, Rabbi Akiva's shitta, there's a difference between a malicious shah first time damaging a fellow shah when you only pay half, and a malicious shah damaging a human being when you pay the whole lot. So there's two different types of shahs, according to him. So therefore, you should have 25. Because according to the roadkeeper, there's a case of a shah which is different. Two shah cases, not one shah case. So the Gemara answers, Hatavah Rabbi Akiva Gizliza. That Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva admits at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva's, that opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that there's two types of oxes out there making two different types of payments, even Rabbi Akiva says it was nonsense in the end, not halachic. He was hosed on that. So, in theory, in his Tavim Minna, it should be 25, but even Rabbi Akiva was close on that. Yeah, not for that. Okay. How to know he's close on it? It's time to Rabbi Akiva over. Yoko Aftam Shachov Abad Mishan Minna. I might think. Yeah, okay. Tadia, it says in the Bryson, Rabbi Akiva says he was close on it. How to know Rabbi Akiva was close on it? Because Yoko, I might think. Aftam Shachov Abad Mishan Minna. I might think. A malicious first time ox sex. Damages a human being should pay min ha'aliyah, not from the ox itself, from the possessions, which means he's not like a first time ox which damages another ox. First time ox damages another ox, pays half, and only from the animal itself, only from the mazik. And therefore I might think a first time ox that damages a human being is a different halacha, that he pays even for more nechosim, even not from the ox which actually damages, which means it's a different halacha. Tamalona, yatla megufo, Mishalim, Miyasalim, Mugufa Mishalim, Ve Mishamli. Yasalo, he has the same halacha. The ox which damages a human being has the same halacha as the ox which damages another ox. It's got the same halacha. Rabbi Akiva himself says the ox which damages a human being has the same halacha as the ox which damages a fellow ox. So, Mugufa Mishalim, Mishamli, therefore he has the same halacha, he only pays not from his nechosim, only pays from the animal itself. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Akiva, at the end of the day, was chosen, and therefore, we're breathing a sigh of relief. Rachia, we now understand you. Eidim Zoramim is not a replacement payment, like everyone holds. It's like Rabbi Akiva holds, which is a penalty payment, and you hold like Rabbi Akiva, and you can still say 24, not have to say 25, because there's no extra case of Shah, because that extra case of Shah was only Havim in the Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva himself was chosen. So, you're Rabbi Akiva guy. We're here, you're Rabbi Akiva, you're together. Okay, 24. Okay. So the Gemara carries on. Omis Mafatya Moksi Shema. You told me that rape, seduction, bad naming your wife are all considered penalty payments? Bad penalty payments? Mamonahu! No, that mummy's replacement damage payments. Or compensation payments, but not penalty payments. So he says, No. Why did you think, why is the Gemara thinking that the mummish damage, mamona payments? So the Gemara itself speaks out, why does I think that? Mamona shot. In there said, what do you mean? You raped her. As you raped her, you physically damaged her. So that's not called the payments of rape. That's called nezek. Nezek, we already said. Nezek, Rav Usha said nezek. Yeah? So anyway, Issa, if you caused her, by raping, you caused her sa in the process of raping her. So anyway, Rav Usha also said sa. He's ready. He listened sa, Rav Usha. It's interesting what he said sa. Ipagam, and if you gave her a bad name, Iboshes, if you're talking about your barrister for raping, you talked about that Rav Usha. So it's a good Rav Usha. Ipagam, he gave her a bad name. I know that that's the same as Nezek as well. You're damaging her name, you're damaging her. Yeah, that's also Nezek. You already said that. So whatever you're talking about rape as being a payment because of damage replacement or compensation payment, yeah, whatever that is, that Rav Moshe Targa said already. He said Nezek, Sa'ar, Boshes, he said that. So what is Rav Chia referring to when he means rape? My Istat HaMema. Plus, he means the fixed penalty which a rapist has to pay. The fixed penalty which a seducer has to pay. Which has nothing to do with the injury which you caused. That's the fixed payment which the Torah talks about. Yeah. And not another. Knas, that's like a penalty. Because it's got nothing to do with what you did to her. Anything you did to her, you're paying as a compensation payment, which your Muslim already told me. That which Rosh Chiyah is talking about is the fixed money payment, which has got nothing to do with what she's doing. That's Taka Kanas, and Kanas, Rav Usha doesn't want to talk about. Okay, the Kasa Lota Mary is not talking about Kanas. Just a few more lines. Hamatama. Okay, let's move on to Matama. You somebody made Tome somebody's Chuma. Somebody has Chuma. You made the Tome, it's useless. Hamadama. You take someone's chulin and you put shuma in it, it's useless, you can't eat it now. Hamanasif, he made it to Avedin Asbahana by doing this on it, Avedin Zara. It's useless now. That's penalty payments? That's penalty payments. You took something of value, you went to it, destroyed its use, it's now useless. Mamono! And that is for sure not a penalty payment, that is a replacement payment. You took something away from him. Listen. So he says, Monashan, what do you hold? E has it shaken in Nikosh Mehazik. If you hold, well, even although no one can tell you damage, no one can tell you damage his food by making it Tommy. Because it looks like the same food. So it's not nicker to anybody, you did anything. We know, halakhically, you've made it useless. If you want to say, well, that does make a difference. It makes no difference whether we can tell or you can't tell. It, at the end of the day, it's useless, it's damaged, then, I told you that Nezit, Rav Usha says, I've already said Nezit. Then it's Mamish Nezit. I've already said it. That's why I'm not listing Matame. Matame is Taka, something which I'm not going to list, because it's Mamish Nezek, because you took something and made it useless. I already said that. The Hezek Shein Enika, Loshmei Hezek? If you hold that it, since you can't tell that he's made any damage to this food, because no one can see the difference from when it's Tomei or not Tomei, and if therefore you hold, it's not caused, you damaged it, because no one can tell. Then they ask another, why are you paying? If you can't convince, damage it, because you can't. And tonight, a payment for damages is the elders. Everyone can see that you changed it. And we can't see you change it, and therefore it's not caused, you damaged it. Then why are you paying? Obviously, because it's a canal. Knas of Mary, so Rav Usha said, I don't talk about Knas. So either it's a proper damage, which I already said, Or it should be paying, and you're paying, and therefore, that's called a kanas. And kanas I'm not talking about, so I haven't got a problem with the time. So now the Gemara says, that's about the time of the Dhamim and Nasr. It's such a good answer, which Rav Moshe is saying, either Kroba has it, and it's included in the word, or it's not Nezik at all, and therefore the payment is at Manasha kanas. Therefore, Mathia, who Taka lists it, what must he hold? What must Mathia say? If according to Mathia, it's not included in the word Nezik, what must Mathia hold by the halacha of Hezek, Shein, and Nikol? What must he hold? That's a class. Leifat, the Sabra, Mathia, Hezek, Shein, and Nikol, no Shein. Let us deduce from here that Rechia held that if you can't tell that it's damaged, then Taka is halachically not damaged. You shouldn't be paying, and if you're paying, it's only a penalty. That's the juice, that's history, sir. Jimmy Shrey said, I told him that because if it's considered proper damage, and it's replacement payment, then it's included in the word Nezek, and it would be a separate list. And he's making a separate list. Now, the last words that I'm going to read from the Sugya, he says, Toni le hezik de minkeres, but Toni hezik de lo minkeres. No, you're right. Really, he holds, really, your fear holds. Even if you can't tell anything happens, it's still called halakhic damage. And therefore, the payment is not a penalty payment. It's a replacement payment. It really is. So why are you separating it from the natural case of Nezik? Why are you splitting it into two categories if it's mamish replacement payment? So the Gemara answers, I'm splitting it into two categories because there's one category called a damage, which is nika, which is clear, which is the obvious one. I break a vase. I will just see I broke a vase and I'm making replacement payments. And there's a payment of damage, which is damages, which is replacement, which people can't tell when I make a payment that I'm doing replacement. That. Problem on this answer is, why is that good enough to split it into two categories? Who cares whether people in the streets can tell when you're paying whether it's called a replacement payment? If halakhically it is a replacement payment, halakhically it's called you've done damages. And you have to compensate him. You have to replace what you did. If halakhically you have to replace his money, which you did, and giving money now to replace it. Who cares if the guy in the street doesn't realize whether this is replacement or not replacement? Why should that be good enough for Rafia to say, oh, because of that, I have to split it into two categories? Why is that good enough? Not that it, no, because Mar says, no, really, we got no proof from here that he holds it to penalty. That's the point. Really, he holds Hezek, Shein, Nika, Hezek. Really, he holds, when you damage something, even if you can't tell, it's called damage, and you have to pay Me'ika Hazin, not because of penalty, because of replacement. Nevertheless, even though that's his shitter, he still splits it into two categories, because there's two types of replacement payments. There's a place of payment which everyone can tell you're doing a replacement payment, because they see it smashed fast, and there's a place of payment which you are doing a replacement payment, halakhically you're doing a replacement after because you took money away, but it's a different category, because people can't tell you you're doing a replacement payment. Why do we care about what people can tell or not tell to be able to say that's good enough to split into two categories? No, if it's Mamona, it does. Rav Ushia says, I said Nezik. Whatever, Nezik implies everything that's called Nezik. I don't need to add, I don't have to tell you Matame, Madame, Manasseh, because Matame, Madame, Manasseh is Nezik, and it's already in, so I said Nezik, so it's already involved in my 13. One of my 13 was Nezik, included in Nezik is Matame, Madame, Manasseh, which Rav Ushia, not Kashi, Rav Ushia. But Rav Chaya says it's not there. It's not included in that word. And nevertheless, it's not a penalty. It's still called a replacement payment. And it's still not included in that word. So must be there's, even though it's replacement payments, it's a different type of replacement payment. What makes it a different type of replacement payment? Because people can't tell. Why is that good enough to make it a different type of replacement payment? Because people can't tell. So what? So therefore you just have to strengthen the question that in Nezek we don't make differences whether people are related or not. So therefore Rav Chiya says for some reason that there's two types of replacement payments, and I don't know why he's saying it. The Gemara says words, I don't know what these words mean, because it's got to do with people perceiving whether you're making a replacement payment or not. Why should that make a difference? And there's no answer at this stage, because you can't just say words in the air to make an answer. You have to have some basis, some psukim, or some hasvar in Hilchos Nezek to do it. Now, so that is where we're going to stop with the reading of the Gemara. Now, what we want to do today, what we want to do today, is at least answer our first question. First question, let's go back to our first question. Our first question is, what's this backwards and forwards between Rav Ushia and Rav Chiya? Is Geneva included in the payment of a Shomer? They're nothing to do with each other. Shomer's paying because of his negligence. A Gadol is paying because he took something away and that's it. He didn't do it. Like Mazik resigned. It's not negligence. That was our question. So Rashi, as we said last week, address this point. We have to try and understand what his answer is, which Hashem will understand what he answers. Look at Rashi on Dalit on the base, at the bottom, the last five lines over there. Toni le shomer chinon v'shol. Tohosam nami shach kenev. Included in the whole parsha of shomerim is also to do with stealing. How? Kagon. Shaton Shadon for menu. The owner of the item says, look after my item, look after my vase. Fine, I'll look after it. He says, no, give it back to me. Comes a few days later, give it back to me. And he says, no, sorry, I can't give it back to you. It was stolen. But Harry Biodum, and it wasn't stolen, it was lying. It really was by him the whole time. From me not the parent mover, and we know. The Tartan is Gunnus. The Gunnus is the Shomer claims it's stolen when it wasn't. He himself is a Gunnus. Tartan is Gunnus. He doesn't. Similarly, if he claims it's a Gunnus, he's a Gunnus. Okay. So what's Rashi? How's Rashi answering? Rashi's answering is that there is a case in Shomer that the Shomer himself can come a Gunnus. How? When he himself claims it's stolen and really it's by him. Now let me ask you a question again. Is that got to do with Shomer, or is that a regular Gunnus? Is that claim, when he makes the claim, the Shomer says, can I have my vase back, which you're looking after? He says, sorry, it got stolen and really it's by him. By doing that, is that got to do with Shomer, or is that a regular Gunnus? Now he's saying these words. Is it a regular Gunnus? Okay, it's a regular Gunnus. So if it's a regular Gunnus, so we're back to our question that we've discussed, the case of the Shomer paying because of his negligence. And now we've got the regular Gunnus, which is not the same as that. Two categories, yeah? Back to the question. So Rashi is addressing it, because he's trying to find this case, so it means he's aware that this, how do I get it? This is how you get it. We don't understand how he's achieved it. Has he achieved his goal of explaining how it's in Shomer? He hasn't explained how it's in Shomer. This is the regular Gunnus case. Nothing to do with Shomer. Yeah? You can go to somebody's house and take it out against the will, or you can just get it and then deny you have it. That's also come. From here, the Achronim, and we're going to answer it now. What Rashi is telling us is a big finish in Hilchos Geneva. What he says, the Achronim tell us, we see from here, to be a Gunnus, you have to take something by force. You have to take something out of somebody else's hands without permission. Without permission. To take something without permission, that's a gun. Any other scenario, you're not a gun. And therefore, when the shomer says, sorry, it's already stolen, what is he doing? Is he taking something or is he just keeping something? What's he doing? He's keeping. Keeping something which is not yours is not called Ganeva. It's not called Ganeva. You have not been over Isra Ganeva. You haven't done Ganeva by keeping something that's not yours. Ganeva is only when you take something. Keeping something that's not yours is not called Ganeva. So why, when the shomer claims that it's stolen, it's really by him, he's keeping it, why does he pay? Because of a ganav? No, because it's not ganav. So why did he pay? Because of shomer. What do you mean, because of shomer? If it's not because of a ganav, because you're not doing a maisa ganav, because you're just keeping it. So you're paying because... Dr. Vin says, because of shomer. What do you mean you're paying because of shomer? Yeah, it looks like purpose. Yeah, so. It's because he's gone against, he's negligent in keeping his job. What is his job? To look after it. And say, if you're negligent to do it afterwards, you have to pay because of damages. Cause you came, if on purpose you don't do the job of looking after it, which is cause you came here, in this case, where you deny his access to it, that's cause you came, you're going to be hired because of the negligence. So it's included in the negligence payment is you have to pay when you say it's not by me and it's really by you. That's included in that. Memela is included in Shomim. Okay? So now we know what Ushia said. I already said it. Shomim has to pay for negligence. Because again, he's going to have to pay when he denies you access, which is also because of negligence. Because there's no other reason why he has to pay. It's all part of that negligence task. So what's Ravchia's comeback? Why does Ravchia say it's two separate things? Why does he not hold this in Shomer? Why does he have to say it separately, Ganeva? So the Sphere says, you're so correct. You're so correct in what you're saying, Ravushya, that there's no Ganeva here at all. When the Shomer says it's not by me, it's not Ganeva. So I have to tell you that when you're a real gunner, you're going to have to pay because it's not in Shomer. Because the Shomer only ever pays because of negligence. And even when he denies it by him and doesn't refuse access, that's not Ganeva. That's also only Shomer. It's only negligence. So therefore, Ganeva's not written over there. So I have to tell you the Ganeva case because it's not written. That's what he means. A Ganeva that also baby Issa. A regular Ganeva case is different from the Ganeva that comes from a Heter, which is just keeping it back, which is not Ganeva at all. So it's not included in Shomer. So now we come back. So what does Roshia hold? What does Roshia hold if now he's got Ganeva? The only payment the Shomer makes is because of negligence. There's no Ganeva there. Even when he says it's not by me, it's not for Ganeva. So why doesn't the Ravushya say the regular case of Ganeva? So here's the punchline of Ravushya. Ravushya held, Enoch Hanami, when the Shomer says it's not by me, it's not Ganeva. And you shouldn't be chayav because of Ganeva. But the Torah then says you are chayav. When the Torah says you are chayav, he says, because you are shomer who's denying access, we make you into a ganav. Not that we're making you pay now because of your negligence. We're making you pay because you have become a ganav, even though you didn't fulfill the natural rules of a ganav. which means taking, you denied access. But because there's a chiddush in the Torah of the partial of shomer, a shomer who denies access, the Torah says, you are a regular tamis. Even though you didn't fulfill the rules, we make you into a regular tamis. So therefore, the Moshe says, it's in Gneva is already written by shomer. The chiddush Gneva is written, so also getting the regular Gneva, you already know, is called damage. Because the chiddush Gneva is your garment, just like the regular garment. So there must be a regular garment in the parsha of shomer. Because you can't say life unless it also exists in it. So therefore, Rav Ushah and Rav Chia are arguing, when a shomer denies access, the reason why he's paying is because of negligence of a shomer, that's Rav Chia, or now you become like a regular garment. And the shomer, the chiddush is that a shomer can become a regular garment by saying he is not binding, deny access. Normally a person by denying access can't become a garment, but a shomer, he can become like a regular garment. That's the machlokas of Ushia and Rebbe. That's how, that's a chiddush. So the chiddush we want to learn out from Geneva tonight, Geneva means you have to take, not deny. The shaila is there going to be by shomer, does he have a special rule that even though he denies, he becomes a ganav? No, or he doesn't have a special rule. We keep the rule that you can only become a ganav if you take. That's the thing. Mr. Chair, we'll carry on some more. Yes. By the Torah, it says the Pasha. And once you tell me the special one, obviously that includes the regular Pasha. All you're doing is you're pushing him into the regular Pasha. No. No.